It's that time on the radio where we listen carefully to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, Curops, the UK is keeping a tight rein on these pension transfers, I understand. If we can go back earlier this year, Bill, we discussed Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs new overseas tax charge. Now, have there been any more changes that could affect expatriates?
I think we're in a time of movement concerning QROPS. Let me just explain to any listener who hasn't come across that dreadful acronym before. It stands for Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. It means that if you have a UK pension and you're relocating permanently outside of the UK, or at least for a minimum period of 5 years, that you can transfer your pension rights out of the UK approved pensions arrangements and move them to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme. Qualifying means it qualifies under the provision set down by Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Recognised means that they recognise it and the territory from which it's issued. And overseas pension scheme is the clues in the title. It's a very advantageous means of improving the access to and the benefits from your pension. But the UK government's decision has to make pension transfers into recognised overseas pension schemes a statutory right. It's been welcomed by the industry. Most of the experts, including Blevins Franks, have cautioned that there will be plenty of advisors out there who will need to develop their own expertise to ensure that the individuals holding pension schemes making such transfers don't fall the victim to scams. As part of its crackdown on pension scams, Her Majesty's Treasury has confirmed just recently that it's going to limit the statutory right to transfer pensions, but it will extend the proposed criteria to include QROPS. Now, that simply means that they're going to regulate the advisors more than ever.
Yeah.
Within Blevins Franks, we have advisors who are qualified to give advice by the UK Financial Conduct Authority, and you need to have that expertise and that license, if you like, by examination, qualification and by regulation before you take such advice on transferring your pension. There have been too many people who've jumped on the bandwagon of persuading individuals that they can beat the scheme by doing a whole variety of different things to find at the end of the day their pension fund has been dissipated largely by fraud and sometimes by excessive charges.
Interesting. So why do you think the UK wants to keep tight control over pension transfers? Is it because of the reasons you just mentioned, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're wanting the UK authority, having given billions upon billions of tax relief to individuals contributing to UK pension schemes, don't want to see these tax favoured funds suddenly being the vehicle into which clients can have unlimited access and who may thereafter not necessarily act in a wise or sensible manner. And despite having provided for a pension, might end up being a liability to the state. They really don't want individuals to have unfettered access unnecessarily. I mean, you know, there's been many changes to the rules governing QROPS over the past few years, and that has resulted on the QROPS arrangements forming, if you like, more of a level playing field with UK registered pension schemes. They are similar in many respects. And the curtailing of transfers to jurisdictions that allow earlier than normally permitted access to pension pots and the requirement for schemes to be appropriately regulated in an overseas jurisdiction, that has been the aim of this legislation. QROPS is it's not new, but it's relatively new, and in the process of it developing into a serious part of an individual's financial planning, it will have to go through some time of hoops and fences to make sure that all of the irons, all the blips are ironed out so that individuals get the benefit of good advice, don't get their pension scheme ripped off, and at the same time do have greater access if they've decided to live outside of the UK.
Yeah. Can you remind listeners about the tax change which was introduced in March?
Yeah. Well, it was a surprising announcement in the UK spring budget. The overseas transfer charge was going to be introduced. Now, that is going to be an immediate tax on certain transfers to offshore pension schemes for some expatriates. This could cost them a quarter of their transferred pension funds being paid over to HMRC. Now, previously, expatriates could relocate their UK pension fund into a CureOps arrangement without paying any UK tax. And that applied regardless of your overseas residency or where your CureOps provider was based. Unless your total funds exceeded the lifetime pensions allowance, which is currently down up at $1 million. Now, since the 9th of March, under certain circumstances, HMRC can automatically claim 25% of funds being transferred of any value. Now, the HMRC don't expect this to touch everybody. It's only going to touch a fraction, they say, of the approximate 15,000 CureOps transfers that are made every year. But they do anticipate collecting in excess of $300 million by 2022 in respect of transfers to non-qualifying, non-recognised overseas pension schemes. Now, just to elaborate, the good news is that for most, this change will not affect expatriates moving their pensions out of the UK to an area of continental Europe, for example, nor to those transferring to approved schemes elsewhere. So specifically, you won't be liable for the tax charge if one of the following applies. Both you and your CureOps base are in the European Economic Area. Both you and your CureOps are based in the same country outside of the European Economic Area. And if your CureOps is run or sponsored by your employer. Now, looking at the first one, if you are living in Spain, let's say, or France, let's say, or Cyprus or Portugal, as far as Blevins Franks is concerned, as most people will know, the back office of Blevins Franks, with a substantial number of staff and for many, many years, 20 years or so, has been based in Malta. Malta is a member of the European Economic Area. The CureOps at Blevins Franks, generally speaking, offer their clients comes out, there are some exceptions but not many, come out of Malta where they're based and regulated by the Malta Financial Services Commission. And so because you are living in Europe, the European Union, and the CureOps is based in the European Union, these changes don't affect you and you won't have to pay that 25% penalty.
So Bill, for people listening in Spain, can they continue to use CureOps without any extra tax charges?
Yeah, I mean, currently that arrangement I just mentioned about, you know, both you and your CureOps being in the European Economic Area, I mean, that is what will protect you when you relocate your pension to Spain, yourself to Spain and your pension to a CureOps provider based in the European Economic Area. So, you know, for anyone with a substantial pension who has decided or is planning to live in Spain, using the CureOps transfer to improve both the benefits from your pension fund, to give you greater access to your pension fund, to provide you with more flexibility over your pension fund, and to provide you with massive benefits in terms of the estate that you have passing on to the next generation. And perhaps more importantly, outside of the UK pension fund and in a CureOps, there are many improved tax planning opportunities in Spain which will advantage you that would not have been the case had you remained where you were. So, you know, there's no question that if you are living in Spain and you want to talk to Blevins Franks about transferring your pension, you're going to be pretty safe because the pensions opportunity for CureOps you'll be offered is going to be based within the European Economic Area.
Yeah, but what's going to happen, Bill? Could this change once the UK is no longer part of the EU?
Well, I actually think it could change. I'm not sure quite how important this item will be in the discussions that are taking place between the Brexit negotiators, because as I've just explained, if you and your CureOps are in the European Economic Area, well, you're fine. However, will HMRC still provide you with the same tax benefits once the United Kingdom, for example, is no longer a member of the European Economic Area, if that's how things turn out? So I think if you are thinking about making a move with your pension fund, I would get your skates on and start the process now. You don't need to do it immediately, but you do need to consider all the implications and ramifications and have everything set up on the starting blocks to go if the matter looks less positive in the next 12 months or so. And indeed, if things don't change, if it still continues to be the same, you won't have lost anything, but you will have been prepared for the worst and yet planning for the best, if you see what I mean.
So really, you're saying you could consider transferring to CureOps now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think the benefit of considering it is that many expatriates who choose to transfer to a co-op unlock tax advantages and flexibility over UK pensions that just aren't available. You know, once you're in a co-op's arrangement, I mean, your funds are then immediately sheltered from future changes to UK pension rules and to British taxation on any income or gains that you make. The funds are no longer counted towards your lifetime pension allowance, and that allows you to obtain unlimited growth, whereas in a UK pension fund, the growth that you might achieve could attract up to 55% in tax at some point in time. You can bring together a number of UK pensions. Most people have got, you know, pensions acquired over a lifetime of work. You can bring those all together under one tax-efficient CureOps umbrella, if you like, with greater flexibility and control, greater investment choices, greater access, as I already said, including currency, flexibility and estate planning advantages. And, you know, whilst most UK pensions are payable only to a spouse on death, a CureOps arrangement allows you the flexibility to include other heirs and roll your pension fund, if you like, through the generations, rather than it being compulsory that it goes to your widow or widower. Now, just a word of warning, I mean, CureOps, like everything else that's sophisticated, needs decent, regulated and controlled advice, because transferring a UK pension isn't suitable for everyone. And there are differences between both CureOps providers and the jurisdictions from which they are issued, and they could affect the tax benefits. It is absolutely essential to consider all your options and to take regulated in pensions advice to protect your lifetime's savings and to establish the best approach for you. Yeah. If you decide to take action, consider doing it now, because under current rules and before Brexit, you can make the most of the rules as they are today.
Yeah, we've always said that pensions are complicated, Bill. So what should people look for in their advisor?
Yes, I think, first of all, you want to know what qualifications your advisor has and how they were acquired. If I can only give you the blown frank scenario. I don't know of any other businesses that I can freely relate to. But for example, the advisors within Blevins Franks are all qualified under the examinations and regulations set down by the Financial Conduct Authority. And you know, therefore, that because we've passported our services under that financial arrangement, that you have a UK-based regulator looking over the shoulder of Blevins Franks and its advisors to make sure that they give you proper advice. So in connection with CureOps, it's essential that the business advising you has qualified advisors who are specifically entitled by regulation and examination to discuss with you pension transfers. It's a very difficult area. You do not want to make a transfer out of one frying pan and move yourself into a fire. And so you need to take properly regulated, skillful advice to make sure that you're taking the right advice. And of course, Blevins Franks has such advisors available to all of its staff throughout the whole of Europe.
And how can people get in touch with you, Bill?
Yeah, I think it's probably the best thing to do is to go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com, and in that area you will find a raft of information about where Blevins Franks are located throughout continental Europe, and you should just contact the office closest to you and they'll be pleased to hear from you, and they can give you some written information about CureOps if you'd like to study it first. But most importantly, I know that they would welcome you in for a discussion just to talk through whether CureOps is the right answer for you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We'll talk at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.